I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un presented unspecified goals and further bolster his military power next year at a meeting of top political officials. That's according to state media on Wednesday, and an indication he'll continue his provocative run of weapons displays. During the Tuesday session of the ongoing meeting of the ruling Workers' Party, Kim analyzed new security challenges in international politics and on the Korean Peninsula and clarified principles and directions to take in external relations and fights against enemies to protect national interest. AP correspondent Mark Sharma reports the U.S. Supreme Court is taking up the asylum ban that has been in effect since the Trump administration.
The court's vote means that the Biden administration will not be able to wind down the Title 42 policy, which has had the effect of keeping out of the country more than 2 million people who wanted to seek asylum in the United States.
That's AP correspondent Mark Sherman on the recent Supreme Court ruling that upholds it until January. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has warned that Ukraine must meet Moscow's demand for demilitarization and the removal of the military threat to Russia. Lavrov said Tuesday that otherwise the Russian army will solve the issue. Lavrov also accused the West of fueling the war in Ukraine to weaken Russia and said it depends on Kyiv and Washington how long the conflict will last. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his nightly video message that Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni on Tuesday reaffirmed her government's support for Ukraine. Meloni, who took office in October, has been a firm supporter of Kyiv, despite friction on the issue with her rightist ruling coalition and divided public opinion. Zelensky went on to say, we continue to prepare our security and defense forces for the next year. This must be a decisive year. We understand and understated the risks that there are in the winter. We understand what we have to do in the spring, and hence we understand what results the security and defense sector has to achieve as a whole. Last week, in his address to a group of Western leaders, the Ukrainian leader asked for a wide range of weapons and air defense systems to help efforts to counter the Russian invasion. State and military police were sent Tuesday to keep people off Buffalo, New York's snow-choked roads, and officials kept counting fatalities 3 days after the Western New York's deadliest storm in at least two generations, even as the suburban roads and most major highways in the area reopened. One executive warned that the police would be stationed at entrances to Buffalo and at major intersections because some drivers were flouting a ban on driving within New York's second most populous city. More than 30 people are reported to have died in the region, officials said, including seven storm-related deaths announced Tuesday by the Buffalo mayor. The toll surpasses that of the historic blizzard of 1977. Blamed for killing as many as 29 people. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's tax returns are expected to be made public on Friday. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Former President Donald Trump's tax returns are expected to be released by the House Ways and Means Committee. That's according to a congressional aide who was not authorized to discuss the timing of the release publicly and spoke on condition of anonymity. Friday is the next time the House is scheduled to meet for a routine pro forma session. The Democratic-controlled committee voted last week to release Trump's returns with some redactions of sensitive information such as Social Security numbers and contact information. The new Congress, with Republicans in control of the House, begins January 3rd. Norman Hall, Washington.
And recapping our top story, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un presented unspecified goals to further bolster his military power next year at a meeting of top political officials. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.